What's up, everybody? This is Chris Curtis, and you're watching The Marcus Deegan Show.
The Marcus Deegan Show! What's the story, guys? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Thanks for tuning back into my channel. I love it how you guys are killing the shorts. Everyone's watching the shorts. What's the full episode? It's just as good. Make sure you like, share, and subscribe, all that kind of stuff. Thanks so much for joining us back here again in Sin City, Las Vegas. If you haven't been here, get here. You'll never miss out on a better place in the entire world. If you haven't seen it, you've got to come and check it out, especially when there's a fight in town, because this is the fight capital of the world. And of course, who are we talking to? Yet another fighter. But guess what? I've talked to this guy a couple of times before, not once, not twice. I think three or four times now we've had this conversation. But you know what? When Ed Cap from Iridium says, "Hey, Chris Curtis," I was like, "Yeah, fuck, always give me that guy." Welcome to the podcast, The Action Man, Chris Curtis.
What's up? So now I know Ed's just throwing, chopping my name out there. I'm like, all right, Ed, this is you. All right.
Yeah.
I've had your interviews like last week. I'm like, why is everybody care? This is Ed. You're doing this.
Yep.
Ed Cap. I'm calling you after this, Ed.
Ed Cap.
You think he's, you're fucking slick, Ed.
Yeah, he's the one that's responsible for
it. He thinks he's fucking slick.
Thinks he's slick because he's in Canada. So he knows you can't kick his ass.
Yeah, he knows. Yeah, Ed knows.
Have you been to Canada?
Fuck, I just got back from Canada.
I know. That was a rhetorical question. What did you think of it?
Fuck it. I think it's beautiful, but I don't
know. No, it's beautiful.
Honest to God, I don't know who the fuck thought it was a great idea to have a UFC card in the middle of winter in Canada, because that shit was miserable. Like, hats off to everybody. That was what, Vancouver? No, that was Calgary? Toronto.
Toronto.
You guys are fucking savages. I don't know how you live there at this time of the year. I'm from Ohio, and I feel like a bitch, man, because that is, oh, man.
It's a different level of cold in Canada, right?
It is disrespectfully cold. Like, man, like those, and they're out there like light jackets. Like, Toronto, you guys are fucking crazy.
Yeah, I had a mate of mine that was from Canada, and here in the Vegas winter, and Vegas winter ain't that cold, but this guy would walk around in flip-flops. I'd be like, my feet would be freezing in two pairs of socks, and this guy's walking around in flip-flops.
Yeah, man, I feel bad. I'm from Ohio, so, like, we're used to, like, I used to, like, grow up, I was that kid, like, outside in the winter with, like, T-shirt and shorts on. And I've been in the West Coast for way too long now. I'm a little bit of a bitch.
Like, yeah, you get climatized, right?
Oh, it's such a real thing to where, like, now I walk outside. I almost put a jacket on today, and I was like, Chris, you're from Ohio. Like, be a man. Like, you suck that shit up. Like, I almost walked inside, got a jacket. I'm like, bro, be a man. Like, you can't keep doing
it. But it's not too bad out there today.
But it's not. But, like, I almost grabbed the jacket. It was like, oh, a little cold. And I'm like, who am I? Like, who are you?
Who have you turned into?
Yeah, it's right. Like, my God. I'm going to, like, shot and buy a Tesla next. Like, that's where I draw the line.
No, do you like Teslas?
I'm not buying a Tesla. Like,
why?
Have
you been in one, though?
I have.
Bro, they're fucking nice to go in. Got it. Don't get me wrong.
I've driven them. It's fine. But there's something about the act of buying a Tesla that I refuse to do. Like,
what
no.
about if someone bought one for you?
No, I don't want it. Like, I refuse.
Custom
to, like,
red one or anything?
I refuse to change that much. Like, no.
Really?
I don't know.
You don't go with the times?
No, I don't. I just refuse. I judge Sean for his. Like, he deserves it. He's happy about, like, I judge
Hang on.
You.
Deeply. Sean got a Tesla?
He did buy a Tesla. Like, yeah.
Blasphemy.
Yeah, blasphemy. I look at him all the time.
Wow.
I remember your video. Like, oh, you're out there, people, you don't need your Tesla. You wouldn't bought a Tesla. And I'm like,
Will he destroy that fucking thing soon or
I'm
what?
I'm surprised it's not on fire yet. Like,
so he got rid of the Hyundai, and he's now got a Tesla?
I'm assuming he still has the Hyundai, actually. I'm not
Is
actually,
that common knowledge that he's got a Tesla?
Yeah, he's talked about his Tesla. He drives his little videos in his Tesla now. Like, yeah, it's he's earned it. Good for him. But, like, oh, man, I refuse to go that route.
How, you do a lot of interviews? A lot? Like, every week? Every week?
I swore them off.
Yeah,
last
yeah, yeah.
Night. I just
yeah.
didn't want to do it. And, I just want to get away from it. And then even after this one, I haven't done too many. Like, I do like the post fight stuff and the week of. But
you do the big Ariel Helwanis and all that.
Yeah. I mean, kind of like you have to do that. Even after that, I'm just kind of staying away from it.
Why did you want to stay away from social media? Because I know you like went off Instagram and Twitter and all that. What was it? Just the wasn't the trolls, was it?
No, it's there's so much. Just it's weird, man. Like for me, and me and my lady talk about this as well. It's. There's just so much negativity, not even with me, just with everything. I get tired of seeing, like, you scrolling. And we had a talk one day, we're laying down. And we're sitting there just, like, scrolling for 20 minutes.
You and Sean were laying down.
No, yeah, that's right. It's with Sean, yeah. And then we're later sitting there scrolling. We're like, why are we doing this? Like, I'm not, like, it's everything's negative. It was not negative about you. It was negative about something else. I'm like, why? Like, why am I force-feeding this into my brain? And, you know, she's sitting there, like, she's had a baby. she's sitting there scrolling, and like, you know, like, social media is a lie. Everything on social media is a fucking lie, guys. Like, everything people post, like, they're doing great or they're happy, it's 99.9% of the time it's a fucking lie.
Yep.
So she just had a baby. She's doing great. Like, you know, she's yoga. She did yoga and everything. She looks phenomenal. She just had a baby. But she's sitting here, like,
looking at
other people who, like, oh, my post, and like, I'm like, it's social media will make you compare yourself to any and everyone else, and comparison is a thief of joy. And I'm just like, why bother with
comparison
is a thief of joy. It really is. I'm just like, why do this to myself over and over? So like, now I had to get back on because
part of your business, obviously.
Not even that. I was okay with taking the money hit. I didn't even care. I was like, whatever, it's fine. But I actually got back on because her niece had a friend who was in a car accident.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah. I really wanted to raise awareness for that.
How did that go?
They hit their funding goal, like, which was great. Like, we kind of got a lot of eyes on it, and they blew through their funding goal, which is really great. They're like $130,000 now.
Great.
Which is really great, man.
Well, now what happened to her?
Like, he's the kid still. He's still. I know they said he woke up and he's having a. They don't know the full extent of like the brain injuries and like if he's gonna be blind or not, but you know he's conscious. He was conscious last I saw, and he was responding to the stimuli. So you know it's gonna be a process. It's just nice to, you know, be able to do something and rally people. Here's one thing about like being some, like, I guess like a public figure, is you have a lot of people who are just kind of around and support you. I don't have a really like anything to do to like use that for, so it's nice to be able to make something positive out of it.
So
I'm doing shit else with it, but fighting with trolls.
Well, that's the thing. That's the yin and yang of fucking social media, right? Like those negative things that you talked about, but then also you can do something positive by asking people that you don't know to help donate to a fucking great cause. And obviously, the poor kid.
That's the crazy thing, man. Is like there's so many people like you in social media you just don't want to fuck with. You're just like, oh, I hate like so many of you. But on the flip side, you got so many people who are willing to open like their hearts, minds, wallets to like, help somebody they don't know. So it's a mixed bag, man. So like for me, I'm somebody that goes all in. I wear my heart on my sleeve. If I'm mad, I'm mad. If I'm happy, you know I'm happy. So having to like learn to navigate those social media waters is a little bit tricky. But you know, now like when we're at home, like we don't really spend too much time on it. We kind of like set time and blockers on it. Like we just don't like. I definitely don't engage with it as much as like some people do, but for stuff right now, I kind of have to be involved with it.
So like Instagram and Twitter and YouTube is your pretty much your social marketing.
Yeah, I mean, I'll people. It's fun. I get messages like, "Hey, how much for collabs?" I'm like, "I don't collab. Like, I don't want to do things."
So even if a sports company or something came to you and you won't do that,
I just don't want to do it. It's not who I am as a person. Like, it's weird, man. Because like when I started fighting, it was really different. Like there was this wasn't a thing,
no, really, right?
When I started,
no,
fighting.
It wasn't. Yeah, so you got your sponsors on your shorts, and that was it,
guys. Like, it was, you had sponsors on your shorts, and if you were doing well, you had a banner with stuff on it, and that was
the banner behind you, big banner.
That was the extent of it. Like, yeah. So I never really got great at, as the game moved forward into like, you know, playing the social media aspect of it. Like, I just, the issue with social media, I think, too, is like people like you until they learn you're not perfect, and then they'll hate you. So like people have an understanding of like who you are as a person, even though they've never met you, but they're in their heads, they're like, this is what I think you are, this is what I think you should be. And the moment you don't conform to that, like, oh man, God forbid you're human, like that is not acceptable. Like, yeah.
Yeah, good example of that was, and it kind of, when I saw it, it kind of broke my heart a little bit. I actually even got a bit teared up. Volk coming home to Australia, no one at the airport. His family, his baby, and his missus, and there was no one there. Not one person was there.
As sad as it is, you know what, though?
That's the name of the game?
That's the name of it, but I guarantee something I'm learning, I'm pretty sure Volk already knows, and I saw that, and I was like, it's fucked up. But then I saw his wife and his kids there.
And it changed it?
I'm like, bro,
that's all that matters.
What else did he need? I'm like, I guarantee you, if there's like 100,000 people there, it'd be cool for a second. But he wants to get home to his family and his kids. Like, that's what matters. And, like, there's a lot. I got so many, like, cool fans and everything, people who are supportive. But at the end of the day, I know that, like, outside my household, my circle, like, if things went really wrong, that's who would be there. Like, I wouldn't have to question it. So, like, you know, if that was, I saw that, and I was sad to see. But I'm like, what else does a man need? Like, he's, you know, he's done more than most ever will. And, like, now he's got the people who are there day in, day out. Like,
do you think it's time for a new circle of featherweight now, or do you think he gets an immediate rematch?
Who knows, man? Featherweight's like, oh God, featherweight's the one division I never want to fight. I'm so glad I'm like heavy. Like, I would never want to.
But even some of those featherweights are fucking heavy too. Look at Augie Augustine. I mean, how heavy is he?
Fuck, I don't know, but I don't want to be a featherweight because like that's like, I feel like it's like the worst division to be a part of because
there's so many good guys in it. So,
like, everyone's a murderer. Yeah. Like, man, that's the one division I don't want to be a part of. Like, if I could be a heavyweight, I'd be a heavyweight. I'm like, yeah, that's where I go. Featherweight's the one division I would avoid.
Do you think that champs that have had such a long-standing running route as Volk has deserves an immediate rematch, or is it time to recycle now?
How many defenses did he have?
I think he had like 14.
What? Gee, that's a lot.
Or maybe 12.
Yeah. I mean, my thing is this. My thing about this, like the rematches, I feel the same way about like rematches and double champ stuff. Once you lap the division, you get like, you know, you get a jail free card. So every time you lap your division, you've earned a get out of jail free card. So once you do that, like if you lose, you get a rematch. If you want to challenge for another belt, you get that too. Like that's your cashing your card. The dude's lapped his division; he's earned his rematch. And like we can't hold the Islam fight against him. Like,
well, that was at a different weight class. Arguably, he came back a little early from that head kick, bro.
I mean, that's the thing is like everyone responds differently to damage, but I think. How old is Volk? 35?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think like, as we get up there in age.
And plus, he had a football career before this, so that takes a lot of CTE damage as well, you know?
Yeah. There's like. I'll be 37 this year. And like, I've only been knocked out once, and like, I was back to fighting and sparring. I was back to sparring the next day. I got knocked out Friday. I sparred Saturday.
You got knocked out in sparring?
No, I got knocked out in a fight. My one time I got knocked out in a fight, PFL. I got knocked out on Friday night. I was sparring Saturday morning. Just because I was mad, which was stupid. But, like, everyone handles damage differently. But then again, that was what? I was probably 32 at the time that happened. At 35, with, like, years of just CTE, getting hit in the head, football, like, maybe it just was too early. And, like, it's just, that shit happens, man. Like, maybe it's just too early.
Do you think that is it better to be punched? I mean, this is probably a stupid fucking question, but I'm just curious to know. Do you get more endurance by being punched in the head a lot and being able to take it, or is it better just not to get punched at all? Like, is that determined how you take damage?
Yes, I think people ask this. The one I look at it like this: early part of your career, especially when you're young, I think you shouldn't be afraid of taking damage because you shouldn't be afraid of damage in those hard rounds. Because that's kind of what makes, you know,
the build up of
fucking Mulan, bro. It's how you make a man out of you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
So you earn your fucking bones, you become a man. As you get older, you know, once you're like 10 years into a sport like that, like, you don't need to do that every day. Like you know what kind of person you're gonna be. Like, say you're 10 years into the sport and you're still afraid of getting hit. Like, I can't, like, you're not gonna fix that. That's just who you are as a person. Mm. So, like, you know, what you do from there is on you. If you don't wanna spar anymore because you're afraid of getting hit, you're not gonna get better. If you're 10 years in and you're not afraid to get hit and like you're just like, fuck it, whatever, like, cool. That's who you are as a person. You don't lose that.
Right.
Like, you're just like, you know, that's, you figured out who you are. Yeah. So if you want to back off of that and save what's left, cool. I support that. But like at a certain point, you know who the fuck you are. Like, you can't be in this sport for like so many years and like reinvent my mentality. Like, I'm not going to be afraid. Like, no, that's like deep. That's built into you at this point.
So there was a lot of obviously back and forth controversy with what happened with Sneeko and Sean in the Octagon. I think Sean was doing it purposely for the reason of like what me and Justin were just talking about, actually, to show someone, you know, if you're going to step into my world, I'm going to teach you how to be a man, and I'm going to earn you some stripes. Is that how you look at it, or do you look at it as a completely different way? You've probably been asked a million times about this, and I said I wasn't going to go into.
No, it's fine. It's just this entire thing. It frustrates and angers me so much.
What part? The YouTubers jumping in?
Yes. So here's the thing about fighting. Fighting, I think the most disrespected professions have to be like fighting, model, and musician.
And hookers.
No.
They're respected, actually.
You can't be a hooker, you gotta do it. Yeah. But I think, like, in actual fighters, actual models, and actual musicians, I think kind of feel the same way. Because you're in a field that has no barrier for entry. So you have some people, in all three of these, who spend their entire life working at a craft day in, day out, But there's also, it's also three fields to where anyone can just say, this is what I do. Like, imagine you've been modeling your entire life. You bust your ass. You work out. You learn to walk. You do all of that. And then some random chick posts a picture on Instagram like, ha, 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 I'm a model now. You're like, fuck, we don't do the same thing. Like, you say you do what I do, but you don't actually do what I do. Same thing with fighting. You can bust your ass your entire life. Some dude goes, takes a fucking YouTube boxing. They're like YouTube boxing versus influencers. And now all their fucking bios, like, we're fighters now. Like, no, you're not. Like, I know fucking, I've been fighting for 15 years, 16 years. I know people, I've been at fights where like a fucking guy got out of the crowd. It's like, oh, who wants to fight? Some drunk gets up, goes, gets beat up. And people always say this dumb shit like, oh, we got to respect anybody that gets in there. I'm like, no, I don't. Because there's a very there's a very thin line between bravery and stupidity. It is a remarkably thin line. Mm-hmm. And I won't salute you for being stupid. Yeah. Like, no, like, you just didn't know better. You're stupid. That's not brave. It's dumb.
Yeah.
They're very, like, getting in the cage with a guy who's just as good as you takes bravery. You're like, okay, this can go whatever. Getting in the cage against a guy who's better than you at everything and has spent his life doing something you haven't, that's just stupid. And, like, I get along with Sneeko, fine, worked out with him. I told him, don't spar with Sean.
I saw his nose the next day. It wasn't good.
I told him, don't do this. I called him like before, like, don't do this. But I don't know, this entire influencer
fight. Because you knew what Sean was going to do to him?
I knew. He asked,
I mean, obviously he was going to lose, but did you know that Sean was going to go in there and go fucking hard?
We're working out, and he asked me, he's like, I think I should spar with Sean. I was like, don't, because he's going to try to hurt you. Like, yeah.
Is he known for that? Because I've heard, so that isn't just
No, it wasn't just Tristinko. Sean will try to, I don't care what you are. If you spar with Sean, he's going to fight you.
Like, at what 70%?
No, Sean, like, well, see, he was actually, so I'll give him credit. He was nicer to Sneeko than I thought he would be. As bad as that was, it could have been worse.
Yeah, like, that's what, yeah.
It's, if you watch that video, it's not Sean fighting the way you see Sean actually fight.
Mm.
So he was just kind of like
playing around a little bit, yeah.
But he still beat him up, but he's better. He's getting better. But it's just, there's certain things, like, you would never go into a hospital and be like, I'm a doctor because I watched, you know, a fucking video, right?
Yeah.
But just like with fighting, it's so disrespected now to where people just show up and like, I'm going to do this. And like, I hate this. And I was always one of those people who are like, you know what? Like, I'm just show them around, let them, like, no. Now, the more this happens, the more I'm like, I hope
this one of them continues. Wants to fight you.
Oh, God. Like, I'm just not going to. I'm just going to be dick about it. Like, this has to stop. Like, I get wanting to train. It's one thing. And, like, with Sneeko, I'm not mad, like, about that one. He picked the wrong person to do that. But when you have, like, what's that fucking guy, Bryce Mitchell? Dude, so I thought, what's his name? Howell Mitchell?
Bryce Hall, is it?
See, I thought he was Bryce Mitchell. Yeah. So I saw
Bryce Mitchell's the...
Yeah, the actual fighter.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I saw, like the Bryce Hall thing talking about fighting Sean. I thought it was Bryce Mitchell. I was like, why is, like, a 45 or a 55er beefing with Sean?
Yeah.
I was like, what the hell happened? And then they told me who Bryce Hall was. And I'm like, oh, he fought a guy, like, he was 30 pounds smaller than him and bare knuckle, and now he's a fighter. I'm like, fuck this guy. Mm-hmm. Like, who, you've been training to fight for how long? Like, a year, 2 years? How fucking dare you come up to people who've spent their entire lives doing this and, like, act like what?
This kind of circles back to why fans talk to you guys the way they do.
Because you don't know that I can kill you. And, like, you, like, I
how think, do they not know that?
Because the average person thinks they're far better at fighting than they actually, like, I mean, significantly better. I would go, like, orders of magnitude of, like, 300% better at fighting than they actually are. You just think you are. So I think it's just one of those things where it's like, oh, well, what you do can't be that hard. Like, you see the shit that people say, and I'm like, well, you come try it. And they're like, oh, well, blah, 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 this is what I would do. Like, no, you wouldn't, because, like, this is taking me 15 years to get to where I am, but you're watching from the outside because you think you can do it. Because I think most people think fighting's, like, natural and instinctual. It's not. Like, it's not. And it's really not. And you see that all the time with these guys come in, like, oh, I'm going to, like, street fight and get beat up, because it's not the same thing. So I think a big part of that comes from people just don't understand how bad they are at fighting.
And I can attest to that, because when I got booked to do that celebrity boxing match last year, it took me, and I talked to these guys, I trained, but it took me half a round to realize I ain't built for that. I popped my Achilles and it was fucking all over.
That was it. It ended horribly. Yeah.
Half a fucking round.
I remember that. I signed up to you later. Like, yeah, like, blew my Achilles. Like, oh, that was...
Fuck.
Like, I'm like, all right. Yeah, it's...
Right?
It's wild, right? But like...
And I had in my head that I was way better than what I fucking thought I was.
Most people do. Like, honestly, it's not just fighting. I think it's most things. Like, as men, we genuinely think we're better at shit than we are. Like, let's say, like most men think they can land a plane in an emergency situation. And, like, if it's an emergency, we can land a plane. And dudes are like, yeah, I can land a fucking plane. I can do that. I've watched movies. And, like, I'm guilty of this as well. I'm like, I've seen this in a movie. I can figure this out. Like,
well, you know how we feel, just not about fighting.
Yeah, but it's the same way, which is why, like, you like
the way you feel about landing planes is the way I feel about fighting.
I work on getting my pilot's license, so I'm learning to do it. But previously, I'd be like, yeah, I can land a plane. I played video games. I got this. I've seen it in movies.
You are actually getting your pilot's license.
I'm working on it. Yeah, I want to. Yeah,
like really.
Juan Camilo actually got me a. Yeah, I mean, go fly. I got to fly a plane. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to get a pilot's license. Fun story. I wanted to be a fighter pilot growing up, but I'm bad at math. I get motion sick and I have really bad eyesight. So I had a teacher, like, kid, that's not for you, pick something else.
And you decided to be
an MMA fighter. Went with fighting. Like, yeah, it was Mr. Dorsey. And I was like, yeah, I told him. And he was like, you're bad at math. I've seen you get motion sick walking around. And like, you know,
so you actually flew a plane?
Yeah, yeah, it's great. They let me fly a plane. I was like, that's
what's it feel like? Does it feel like anything?
Oh, it's I don't know, man. It's like driving a really shitty car.
Like real kind of feels slow?
Yeah, it's not slow. It's like driving a car that's like, think about like your steering's loose. And you're like, ooh, like, okay, it's not quite responding the way I think it does. Like, you turn a little bit too much. You turn, like, too hard, and if you veer off, it's, like, really loose steering. But it was really fun. It was pretty fucking cool.
So there's a, I don't know if it's a video game, but it's where you can fly a plane online. Like you can fly from LA to Australia, but you actually have to be there that whole fucking 9 hours.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I was like, yeah, fuck that.
Yeah.
I always thought I'd be a fighter pilot, but yeah, fuck, I can't do that. Well, I get like car sick if I'm in like a passenger seat of a car for too long. So that was never going to be a thing for me, apparently.
So, but it is now.
So shout out to Mr. Dorsey. Like,
are you going to, shout out to Mr. Dorsey. So are you going to, do you like movies about planes? Do you have like plane posters in your room?
No, dude, I still have, you guys
toy
see my,
planes.
Bro, you guys see my computer setup. I've got like flight sticks. I've got yokes. I got pedals, everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've always loved flying. Man. I've always loved it. I couldn't do it professionally, but like I've always loved it. Like I've always been that guy. I know way too many like stupid plane facts, and like I study like World War II like fighter history and shit like that. Like,
I was gonna say if like you're that. A plane guy, then you're a fucking plane guy. I know a couple of plane guys, and they do exactly the same stuff as
it's
you.
It's our special form of autism. Like it really is. Like there's like trains guys, like there's like car guys, train guys, and plane guys. Like it's all it's, like its own like weird form of autism. I feel like
wow. But the plane guy would have to be the most difficult one to be because
we're the second biggest pretenders. Train guys are the weird ones because like no one's gonna let you operate a train. I can like go to the fucking airstrip and like they'll like let you fly a plane after a little bit. There's nowhere to say, but hey, you're gonna drive this train like that's not gonna happen. So they're pretending the hardest because like they're never gonna get to do that.
It's funny. There's different guys for different things. Like I covered the AVN convention a couple of weeks ago or 1 month ago, and there's porn guys.
Nice.
Porn guys that know everything about the female porn stars. They know their favorite movie. They know their favorite. It's fucking bizarre.
So that's on the far end of the fuck. Like, I can't name, like, I watch a fair amount of porn. I can't name, like, there's like three people in porn. Actually, like, no, I can't name any porn stars that I like, actively watch. So like, that's. I'm wondering, like, that dedication, like, what are you doing? Is that just your free time? Are you going to watch for it?
But, like, what's
how's
the...
How's that work? No, like, what are you doing?
What's the end result? Are you, like, jerking off at the end of it? You know what I mean?
I feel like to be that into it, like,
To be that into it, you obviously don't get it.
No, I don't know, man. It's so strange. So I'm thinking about, like, okay, like, I'll be fucking around on my phone. I'm like, oh, like, so the thought comes to my mind. I start looking at, like, planes, like, information, whatever. Are you just on your phone in traffic, like... How many people has so-and-so followed? Or like latest, like, what are you doing? Like, how does that work in regular society? Like, what do you, that's a hard one to work in. Like, what do you do with that knowledge?
It makes them happy, I suppose. Like, there's toy guys, people that collect toys. There's, I don't know. Playing guy. I don't know what kind of a guy.
I'm a movie guy. I get it. But like, that's,
I used to be a Michael Jackson guy.
That's fair. That's for huge fair.
I'm still a Michael Jackson guy, a little bit.
I just don't know what the point, like, what is the, like, yeah, like, are you beating off at the, like,
bro, so, every fucking girl that I interviewed and I said, what's the best part of coming here to the convention? And they all said meeting the fans because they know all the movies. They know all about us. They can blah, blah, blah. They wear the t-shirt. I seen one guy giving a blowjob to a chick's high heel. He was actually sucking the high heel. It was bizarre. Yeah.
That was here?
Yeah, that was here in Vegas. Yeah,
fucking Las Vegas. Jesus. If, man, like, this guy.
I know, right? And yeah, I don't think I would have mentioned that if I wasn't on mushrooms right now. Yeah, I definitely would not have mentioned that.
No, it's great. I'm just like, man, I'm not a religious guy, but if there's ever a fucking rapture, I'm always afraid to go outside sometimes. Like, living in Vegas, I get terrified. Anytime I wake up and there's no noise, I look at my window, there's no cars. I'm like, fuck, it happened, didn't it? Like, all right, like, yeah.
They said they're going to blame an alien invasion on the rapture.
I mean, fuck,
that's
it.
That's what, like, they said they're
going to
do.
That'd be cool. I mean, I would rather have aliens. That'd be more like...
Because at least we'll go to another planet instead of going to hell.
No, I mean, if there's an alien invasion, at least we can fight aliens and shit. I guess it seems like it's a better, like, continuation of the story than, like, all right, that's it. Like, yeah, fuck.
Is it funny? I just had this conversation before it went to, I don't know if it's because I'm on mushrooms today that the topic is going towards aliens, but would there be an invasion or is there going to be a fucking collaboration, do you think? Because don't you think they would have fucking nuked us by now?
I mean, you wouldn't have to, I mean, it's like, there'd be no point in nuking us.
Right. Are we like an experiment still, you think?
Like, I think they don't care. Like, so here's the thing. At the end of the day, I think if aliens found us, it's more of like a passing amusement. Cause so people too are like, oh, they come here for your resources, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, okay, so that doesn't make sense on a lot of like levels. If you had the technology and the resources to get here, you don't need our resources. So yeah, it's like you're a civilization that's advanced beyond like our level we have assigned, like level two or whatever. So if we did have aliens, they were here. They're probably just watching us, kind of like amused, like the same way we look at monkeys in a cage.
Yeah.
We're like, what are they doing? Like throwing shit at each other? They're just watching. Like, holy
shit!
What
are they doing?
Like,
they got nuclear bombs.
Yeah, they're just like watching us. Like, you guys are fucking retarded. Like, all right. And then they go about their day. They don't care. Like, they don't, like, no one's coming here to take things. Like, why? You can travel from farther than, like, we have the ability to search in the stars. You don't need whatever we had. Like, yeah. All right, yeah.
I always picture their travel to be like, you know, like when you got a laser and you just, it's like that quick.
I'm telling you, we're a roadside attraction. We're just like, oh my God. Like, have you guys seen that? Like, there's like a, fuck, there's Earth and like an intergalactic Wendy's down the street. It's like, no, just stop by the Earth on the way to Wendy's. And,
yeah,
like,
the aliens could be Earth guys.
Yeah, they're just like, they just
sit around jerking off watching
it. Yeah, there you go, they're pointing. This season on Earth, you're just sitting here like, oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
That's going to live in my head for a long time now. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's gonna be terrible. I'm gonna be thinking about that later. Like aliens sitting around. Like, season three of Earth. Like,
yeah. Next time you're taking a shit, just think there could be some fucking
higher intelligence. Like, oh man,
five jerking off.
Is it three ply, two ply? Fuck. All right, fuck. Damn. Dude, why do they always use two ply? Like, yeah, holy shit.
Yeah. Yeah, man, I'm fascinated by that subject. I'm fascinated by all kind of paranormal cryptid subjects. Like,
dude,
I'm
not with you, dude. I like used to like listen to Ancient Aliens every night to sleep for like 4 years, like UFO files. Even now, I listen to like creepypastas about cryptids and shit to go to sleep.
Yeah.
And my lady's like, "How do you sleep to that?" And I'm like, "It's what like makes me relax."
My girl says exactly the same fucking thing. She goes, "Why are you watching that? It's gonna give you nightmares." I'm like, "No, I love this shit."
I listen to cryptid stories, everything to go to sleep. Yeah. And maybe that's why like I'm fucked up, but I don't know. But I'm just like, no, I fucking love it. I'm
well,
like, man.
Going back to, I had this conversation just before you see, it's the sparkly water.
Ooh, that was a good one.
Did you hear the latest thing? So, like 60 years ago, they sent a cryptid message into space.
That's a terrible idea.
Right. It was basically a message and it had like the sun and maybe a man and woman.
Oh, yeah.
And did you see we got a reply?
Oh, did we?
But in the form of a crop circle.
Does it say send nudes? It's like 100 years now, it's translated send news. Like, fuck
it. Yeah, man. I love all that shit. I interviewed a guy that hunts Bigfoot once.
That's got to be the worst
Todd
job.
Standing.
At that point, you're just camping. You're just camping. You're not hunting Bigfoot. You're just fucking camping.
You don't think it exists?
You're just hunting. You're just camping.
What do you think exists? Do you think it's the American wood ape or what? Like, what is it?
It's a dude in a monkey suit.
It is a dude in a monkey suit. That's a bad job too.
I think the dude was fucking around. It just works, but like, I think like hunting Bigfoot at this point, you have to be aware that like, okay, like, is it like, no, come on, like you're just camping. Like, I don't know, like, is that guy married? The guy you interviewed, like
Todd Standing, is his name. Todd, I'm not sure if you're married, and we're not laughing at you here, brother.
I feel like you found the ultimate like get out, like, you know, I'm getting the fuck out of the house for the weekend. And like, I don't know, but I think you're fucking on to something. Like that's what I would use it for. I'm hunting Bigfoot and I'm gone for a week. Like, that dude is like living his best life, traveling around, doing random shit. Like, oh, why aren't you home? I'm hunting Bigfoot. It's my job. Like,
I nearly found him.
I know what you're doing. Anytime shit gets weird, I gotta go hunt Bigfoot. Like, fucking gone for a week. Hell. I'm going to use that shit later. Like,
yes.
Thank you, Todd. Like,
Thank you, Todd Standing. You know who he is?
No, but like, fuck, I'm going to Google him now. Like,
yeah, look him up. Todd Standing is his name. He's amazing.
He's figured that shit out. Yeah.
I had some ghost hunters on. I had Jay Wosley from Ghost Adventures. I had a bunch of paranormal dudes on this podcast. I like that kind of shit, man.
Dude, I always I'm a big fan of like cryptid ghosts. I'm like, I don't know about ghosts. I think that may be a black thing though. Like, we don't really fuck with ghosts.
Yeah, I think because like black guys, you guys are scared of a lot of things like ghosts, water,
big dogs,
swimming, big dogs, yeah, even big, little dogs. You guys are scared of.
I remember I saw there was a study a while ago. I saw, it's funny. And they're like asking like different ethnicities like the things that like they fear the most. Asians had like, you know, lack of financial security and everything else. White people had like lack of financial security and like my family's safety. Black dudes had like water and big dogs. Like, no, it was ghosts and big dogs. Yeah. I was like, oh, fuck,
not being able to pronounce the word ask.
I can do ask. Yeah, let me ask you a question. I can do ask. I've never understood that. Like, I don't know. But then again, my parents are doctors, so like maybe that's just, you know, like, they wouldn't allow me to do it.
So does your parents do the operations on your head or?
No.
Just GPs?
No, my father now was a surgeon. She's a GP now. My mom's GP. Hilariously, I actually have to go get a plastic surgeon to do the removal for scar tissue.
Of course.
Yeah, I was like, it's a plastic surgeon, so I got to go schedule that.
You're going to get a little fucking lift here and maybe drain those ears and straighten that nose up while you're there?
Dude, I've never broken my nose,
How
though.
How come it's bent?
It's not bent. My nose is not bent. My nose is perfect. I've never broken my nose.
I'm just fucking with you.
Wait a minute.
No, but well, surprisingly, it's not broken or bent.
It's being black. It's great. Like, you know, so not to be a dick with a flat nose thing. Like, you know, like being black has its benefits for being a fighter.
Big dick, flat nose.
I'm not about the big dick, but the flat nose.
Black
hurts.
Guys are known for having big dicks,
okay.
Though, right?
I'm okay. Yeah, apparently, like, yeah, like.
So that's gotta suck if you don't have a big dick.
I feel like as a black dude, like my dick's pretty good, but I'm like, I feel like as you're closer to like Africa, it gets like bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
So now they're like, oh man, dingo, like, bro, bitch, I'm from Ohio. Yeah, like, all right, like, I'm doing well, but like, you can't be like. Oh, you need a 10-inch dick. I'm like, bro, I'm sorry.
Like Kemba Garimbo's probably got a fucking...
I'm from fucking Ohio, bro. Like, you draw that 10-inch back a few inches. Like, you know, we can talk. But like, I'm not going to... Yeah. Fuck that.
How's your dick, bro?
How you doing? Right? Like,
you're a black guy, man. Come on.
But you get it. They're like, oh, you're black. I got a 12-inch, 10-inch, 10, 12-inch dick. I'm like, bro, like, that's like straight African. Like, you got to bring that back a little bit. Like, yeah.
Yeah, you've seen that. I've seen those.
I'm doing great, but like, I'm not doing like 12 inches great. Like, I am not.
You're not doing
like,
porn star great.
No, fuck. That's what.
You seen some of those black guys?
I think that's how you become a porn star, though. You have like a fucking 12-inch dick. What the fuck else am I going to do? I can't play basketball. Like, yeah, like. Be out there like, whoa, like, hey, bro, like, hey,
that's right.
What the fuck else are you gonna do? Like, yeah, like, yeah. I feel
well,
like
you can be a podcaster.
Yeah, there you go. But you're putting your God-given talents to waste. Then, well, you got 12-inch dick, and you're doing podcasts.
I was in the number one ladies' night out in the world for 26 years, Thunder from Down Under. So I had my fair share of, you know.
There you go.
Yeah. So
were you walking around like dick out though? Like,
no, It was in a thong, or if you were nude, they and I never wore the thong because I was the host.
I always say this,
I'm pretending to hold a microphone when I'm saying I was the host, but it's
reflexed like a dick a little bit. It was weird.
Yeah.
That's fine. But no, it's just the thing. I think like if you're like a fucking 12-inch dick, like you have to go into porn. What the fuck else can you do with a 12-inch dick?
What could you do with a 12-inch dick? Yeah, I mean, you could
modeling maybe? Like a fucking naked sculpt? I guess there's like two professions for
so you. It's funny that you say that, a naked sculpt. I got a buddy of mine in Australia. His name's Michael, and he does they pay him to do nude sketching. So he'll go to a college and
what a life.
But the funny thing is he he's not that well endowed from what I can remember, and I don't really remember that much, but he tells me that when he's just standing, and he comes out with the robe on, drops the robe, and he's just fucking stark naked, and he just stands there. But then he says, like, after about a minute, he kind of starts getting fucking turned on. So he always fucking bars up.
Yeah, dude.
He's always got a hard on by the end of it.
So
love you, Mick. Miss you, brother.
So, Mick, I've got questions now. What do you do in that situation? Do you fight it?
He embraces it.
Yes.
The chest goes out further. The chin goes up higher because he gets more turned on when he sees the girl.
Be a fucking man, bro. Like, that's the fucking way. Like,
yeah.
I remember being young, you get like a boner in public and you're like fucking nervous trying to hide it. You're trying to like fucking tuck it in your waistband.
Yeah.
Now I'm fucking 36. I get a fucking boner in public. I'm like, you'll know what I know. Like, I don't care, bro. Like, fuck it. What we can do about it? Like,
there's a little blue pill that you can take. That helps with that,
dude. Oh man,
are you allowed to take Viagra in the UFC?
I don't think so.
Is it? You can't. What does it have in it that would enhance your performance?
I think it's like John Jones got caught for dick pills, right? Like, yeah, I think
was it dick
like,
pills or was it pictograms?
Well, yeah, he said like there was like dick pills that would cause the. I don't fucking know. I don't actually know. Like, I don't even know what the fuck's the name of our.
Oh, you got a new one now, right?
Yeah,
it's not USADA anymore.
No, it's something cheat. I don't know. Like, who knows?
Yeah. Same thing though, right? The same thing. They knock on your door at 4 a.m.
No, they don't do 4 a.m. anymore, which is great. But it's weird though, because they're like,
it's kind of harassment that you started, wasn't it?
Oh yeah. I think they're like getting almost getting shot at by people. So like, maybe you shouldn't show up at 4 a.m. at people's houses.
What
I know
fuckish.
A few guys that pull guns on your side are like, why are you at my house at 4 a.m? Which, you know, it's fair. Like, why the fuck would you do that? But it's the guys that do the NFL drug thing. And I was, so they're like, yeah, they do the NFL. And they said that, I remember they told us that, like it was a selling point. And I was like, isn't everyone in the NFL juiced out of their fucking gourd?
Fucking
like,
no, if they have so to
I was,
be.
I was like, I don't know if I trust you more or less now.
Yeah.
But we'll see how this goes.
But I don't understand how taking testosterone can really enhance. I think you'd gas out even quicker.
No.
You blow out, like your lactic acid would build up even quicker. Like,
less about the fight and more about the training. So if you're on test, you'll train harder, you'll train longer, like you'll be in your mindset, you'll be more aggressive. So I think it's less the issue of the fight and more getting to the fight to where you've an unfair advantage and the shit you can do, the amount of time you can do it, and how hard you can do it.
Interesting.
So yeah, less about the actual fight, more about getting there. Like,
never would have thought of it like that. So that's interesting to know. I mean, you look at someone like, and I'm not saying this guy's on the juice because obviously he's not, but how good a shape was fucking Paulo Costa in last weekend?
Secret juice.
Secret juice.
Yeah, dude. Oh, it's,
is there a hidden meaning behind that? Because that guy is in some Chippendale shape.
Apparently, he's always just been a freak.
No, he's
never popped for anything, as far as I know. So, like, dude, some people are just fucking genetically gifted, man.
Say,
he's just fucking Like, it's people. Everybody's always like, "Oh, you're pretty buff." I'm like, bro, like Paulo Costa is just like carved out of stone.
Like
so,
Luke Rockhold.
Oh, God, Luke Rockhold. That dude was gifted with so much, with everything but a chin. And that's so unfortunate. Like, man, they're the best. You're one of the best dudes ever. And, like, they gave you an Achilles heel on the front of your face. I mean, that is unfortunate. Yeah.
Stop. Can you stop bringing up the Achilles? Because I still
feel Oh, shit. Yeah.
So now what they got to do is they got to cut my big toe open because I've left it so long before I've had the surgery. So now they got to take the muscle and stuff out of my big toe and put it in the back of my Achilles. So that means I'll never be able to move my big toe ever again. So there, my boxing career's over. Well, it was over when I popped my Achilles.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
just in case I had any other fucking ideas.
I think the Achilles rupture is probably what did you in on that one?
Yeah. That was a loud, painful, and it's still painful.
One of my buddies, Muhammad Abdullah, was, I think he was hitting mitts years ago, and he stepped and like fucking ruptures Achilles. And I'm just like, oh shit, like, all right, that's a thing.
You seen that movie Hostel?
Oh God, fuck. Why did you? Oh, I'd forgotten that scene. Oh,
you obviously have seen,
bro.
The movie
you don't understand.
Welcome to my fucking life, Chris Curtis.
You don't understand. I had like taken so many like years of work to like expunge that from my fucking mind.
And I just fucked it all up.
I can see it already. Fuck.
Have you? You know what part we're talking about?
Yeah.
You like scary movies,
dude?
You know. Well, if you want,
it's not a scary movie. No, it's just a fucking gory. Like,
yeah, it's a gory movie, but the storyline is pretty dang good.
I mean, it's just. Go to anywhere in like South America or Eastern Europe. Like, it's based on true events.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Fuck that. Oh, God.
No, it's okay. Get up and leave. If you can make it, you can leave.
Oh, don't. Oh, remember? Dude. I'm picturing
the full.
I can hear the sound of when it like separate. Like, oh, fuck.
Isn't it funny? You don't like watch it.
Are you watching it? Oh, dude, it's so bad. Like, this came out when I was a child.
It's
like
called
a
Hostel.
Too.
Put the Achilles tendon scene from Hostel.
Oh, yeah. Dude. I was like, this came out when I was in like high school and I remember seeing this. I was like, why?
Have you seen Hostel 2?
I've seen them all. I don't know why I keep doing this.
3 myself. Was shit because it was in Vegas.
Yeah. But no, it's all fun. It's like, there's certain movies where I had this talk with a lady the other day because she's younger than me. And I was like, explaining to her, there's certain movies that fucked my generation up. Like, she's like, what do you mean? I was like, Final Destination 2. Is why on the highway, if I see a truck with like unsecured, like a load in the back.
And big logs.
I'll get the fuck off the highway. I'll pull over, like I'm not driving. Yeah. And she'd never seen it, so I showed her. And I was like, it's fun. Anyone in my generation or older, you can understand. Because when we see those trucks, like it's like the fucking Red Sea. Everybody's just like, nah, man. Like nobody's behind that truck. And she's like, why do you always do that? I was like, because I watched like 50 people die when I was 15. Because of shit like that in that movie.
What a great movie. Dude, series of movies.
It broke a generation. Like, none of us can drive behind trucks. Like, not a single fucking one of us.
See, mine was like Nightmare on Elm Street and Freddy versus Jason. Well, not even Freddy versus Jason. Friday the 13th, because I grew up in the 70s and 80s.
See, so that's funny, because my 16-year-old is like, he grew up on classic horror movies.
Like what?
So Nightmare on Elm Street, like all of the Michael Myers versus Jason, he grew up, like it's, you know, looking back at it, it was probably a bad parenting decision to like let my small child, when he was like 5, watch these movies. But it's funny though, I remember in first grade, they had in his Halloween, it's like the first, second grade, Halloween. And he's the only kid that shows up as Freddy Krueger with like bloody face, mask, got sent home. I was like, you know what? Oh, good costume, but like he had like the knife hands. They sent him home that day. We're like, all right, like mistakes for me.
Yeah, now these days I heard kids were dressing up as what was his name that ate everybody? The serial killer that ate everyone, the dork.
Ted Bundy?
No.
Dahmer?
Jeffrey Dahmer. Those kids showing up to Halloween as Jeffrey Dahmer. And they were getting sent home. I mean, that's not much of a... it was pretty funny. Yeah. No, right?
I support that so much.
You do?
Oh, fuck you, guys. Like, all right.
Well, I mean, look at your fucking T-shirt. Of course you support it. Can we... mostly peaceful.
Yeah, it's fine. It's
bro, I just watched something on him the other day on the If I Had Have Done It.
Yeah.
Here's how I...
Yeah,
what the fuck?
The motherfucker wrote a book called If I Did It. I was like, nigga, you did it. Like, what do you mean? Like,
because
you
had to let it...
did it, yeah.
Because when he's talking about it... Did you see the interview? I just saw it just resurface the other day. Bizarre.
I'm a huge fan of the O.J. Simpson thing just because, like, it's like a joke that, like, he... It's like... He's telling a joke, but he's holding the joke for so long. The punchline's passed, but he won't let it go. Like, you know, he said some shit like, oh, I don't like going out in public because I always I had to leave L.A. So I felt the person that did it could be there watching me. I'm like, did you look in the mirror, motherfucker? Like, what do you
liar.
Mean? Like, he's saying, yeah, I hate L.A. because the person who did it could be there. I was like,
it's okay, AJ, we know, mate. Yeah, we already fucking know.
Bro, it's so...
Let's cover the fucking theatrics, AJ.
I know, bro. It's like he's holding the joke and he's really telling this joke. He wants the punchline to land, so he keeps extending the joke, and it's just not like we know. We like, bro, no. Come on.
But he's got cancer now, so he's gonna meet his maker soon. I heard
he's got cancer.
Yeah,
dude, nah, he's gonna outlive all of us. Like,
you think so?
He's gonna outlive all of us.
Fucking OJ.
So honestly, like, it's you never want somebody to like die from cancer, but I'm kind of curious, like, if he does, like, will there be a deathbed confession? Like, what? Like, what? I want to be in that room. Like, can we? If I was OJ Simpson. He's got cancer, winning money. I would raffle off a space in my hospice. Like, that's what I would do. I would raffle that space off.
You could advertise it coming soon.
Deathbed
Real story. Deathbed Confessions.
Deathbed Confession. Yeah. I would raffle that shit off. Like, bro, I would empty my bank account. Like, I need to be there for this.
Well, I think that's a good reality show right there. Deathbed Confessions. Well, what's his name? But who just died? Who landed on the moon? Not Buzz Aldrin. Who was the other guy?
Neil Armstrong?
Neil Armstrong.
Is he dead?
Didn't he just pass away? Or one of them just passed away?
Did Neil Armstrong die?
Can you have a look if Neil Armstrong died? And on his deathbed confession, he said that they never went to the moon.
What? What's messed up is, like, being off social media for so long, like, I don't watch the news anywhere. And I don't have ads on YouTube. So when things happen, I just don't know.
Where do you get
your
information from? Sean gives you a text and says, hey.
See, no, you never open Sean's text, first of all.
Oh, really? It's always something perverted, something
porn? No, it's just always just Sean telling you random shit. Like, no. I'll pop on, like, news here and there, like, every now and then, every couple of days, like, to see what's going on. But, like, I think I may have missed, like, who died on the moon. That's messed up.
Did you find it? He's dead. He didn't have a confession. He didn't have a confession?
When did he die? Okay, I wasn't okay. Oh, yeah. Okay, I was like, okay.
You're fucking way behind, bro. You're way behind.
Yeah, I'm like,
wait a minute, he's dead?
Yeah, I thought he
was. What do you mean Michael Jackson's not performing anymore?
Yeah, what the fuck? Oh, man.
Oh, man.
Who just died? Was it Buzz? Did Buzz die?
No, I think Buzz is still alive.
Yeah, that's what I saw. Buzz was kicking, like, yelling at people about...
Yeah, about, like, there's a guy that says, put your hand on the Bible and swear on it.
Yeah, Buzz is...
And he wouldn't do it.
Nah, but so what you don't realize, like, Buzz went to the moon. He got some, like, Fantastic Four cosmic radiation. Dude's gonna be, like, 176 kicking still. Fucking fighting people about going to the moon. That's just what Buzz does. Like, he's too angry to die.
Yeah.
And I respect that, Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah, good old Buzz Aldrin.
Yeah.
What a name, too, for an astronaut. If your name's Buzz, what are you going to do? It's like the 12-inch cock thing, right? You're going to be a porn star. If your name's Buzz, you've got to be an astronaut.
Dude, my son's name's Barrett. And
what is it?
Barrett.
Barrett.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, 50 cal. But so I fought like hell, though, to name him Apollo Creed. I fought like hell, and his mom would not go for it.
Bro.
I was... Like we're still in the gym. He's still known. He'll be known as Apollo. But I fought like hell for Apollo Creed Curtis.
Yeah. That's my buddy in Australia. He named his son Apollo. What a great fucking name.
What a great fucking name. Like, did Carl Weathers died, I cried. Like,
I cried as well, buddy.
I tell people, guys, Apollo Creed's my real dad. Like, half of my life was, like, this way because, like, I watched Rocky. And I was like, I don't want to be Rocky. I want to be Apollo.
Bro, I wanted to get into shape and have a good body because of Apollo Creed.
Yeah, like, dude, Carl Weathers has been my hero. Like, Action Jackson, Apollo Creed. Like, bro, like, Carl Weathers was like, man, that's what, like...
Yeah, I was fucking devastated over that, and I went back and watched a whole bunch of old interviews, and yeah, man, it's funny when that shit happens, when someone that's been a pivotal part of your life, whether it be someone that you know or someone that you don't, like, there's figures that we have
that we grew up watching
so that you feel like you're part, like, you know them, like you're part of them, right? Which...
What's his name? Like, James Woods was the voice of the Batman cartoon I grew up watching. He, like, died recently. I was like, holy shit, like, my Batman died. Like, that's fucking business. Like,
you know, Corey Feldman was one of the fucking, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, right? Like, bro, it's, well, life is weird. Like, it's weird seeing, like, the people you looked up to, like, the people you watched as a kid die. It's so fucking strange.
Yeah, just, I think what happens is that when you're younger, that thing doesn't really come into play. But what happens is as you get older, I think your mentality changes about your mortality.
Oh, most definitely. It's terrifying, man. It looked like your parents are a perfect example. Like, both my parents are alive still. My mom's what year is this? 2004. So my mom's going to be 64 this year.
That's young.
My dad's like
is your mom black or is your... They both black?
They're both black, but my dad's like hot yellow. He's black, but he's hot yellow. Like, yeah. So, like,
what do you mean?
He's mixed. We've got my dad's has like black, white, Polynesian. So he's like very, it's funny. Like, my son is like very light skin, super light skin. And I laugh because I told my lady, like, he looks like my father.
Yeah. Which happens. It skips a generation sometimes.
She's like, what do you mean? I showed a picture of my dad. She's like, oh, I don't see it. So he actually came to Vegas not too long ago. She met my father. And she's like, he looks just like your father.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
My father is like hot yellow. Yeah. Like, he gets it. Like, yeah, he's just...
I don't get it. Is he Asian?
No. It's a light skin thing, man. Like,
no, that was that racist?
No.
I mean, sorry if I was. I've had sex with a lot of Asian people.
Yeah,
I don't.
My father's just my father has light skin tendencies, and like he's like very light skin. But I have an older brother who's also very light skin. He has light skin tendencies, and then like you know I'm fairly dark, but my son is like super light. He's light as hell. So like yeah, it's a thing, like you know light skin tendencies, and like you know there's a divide between the dark skins and the light skin, so you gotta be aware of that as well.
So your son is light skin.
He's light skin,
but does he look like now?
He light skin. It's like I.
But does he look like? Like,
it's not racist. It's fine. Go ahead.
Does he look like a black guy?
No. Fuck. But so like, it's funny.
I didn't know. Like, look, for lack of better word.
No. It's funny. Like, so my son looks like me, but
white. But white.
I make fun of his mom because I was like, "You are so white that you defeated my melanin." And like, I'm not from like a suit. My mom's side of the family is fairly dark, and my son is like very. He's super light. But he has like that weird, like he's got like that like early light skin baby thing to where it's a flat white color. It's not even like, oh, like kind of brown. He's like flat. It's like,
what about the eyes?
He's got, it's weird. He's got like, I was talking the other day. It's very strange looking at my son because my oldest son is adopted. So looking at this son, look at my son. This is my first biological son. Yeah, Chris is adopted. Yeah. This is my first biological son. And having had Chris, I always looked at him. He was just my boy. He's Chris's face. Looking at my son now, it's really like it's different for me. It's like my face looking back at me, but he has his mom's eyes. So I'm
I saw him on your live feed today,
bro. There's a weird disconnect. It's my face with somebody else's eyes. And for like the first month, I was like, "This is really unsettling."
Really?
Like, and I'm like, "She's like, you know, it's a bio. Like, we're talking. Like, it's an evolutionary trait. So like, you take care of it." I'm like, "I kind of don't like it." it's really fucking strange. Yeah. So I'm used to it now, but like that first month, I was like, "Bro, it's my face with somebody else's eyes," and I don't know why, but like something in my brain was like. I don't like this. Like, I don't fucking like this at all.
So here's a question for you, which may be a little bit fucking absurd. No. Is there a difference in the way that you feel about your biological son to how you felt about Chris when you adopted him?
Chris is way more fun.
Chris is way more fun.
Chris was way more fun.
Barrett's so, yeah. Running the household already.
Yeah, so I met Chris's mom when she was like 3 months pregnant. So I cut Chris's cord. And it's so funny because like...
Oh, so you had him bang
right there. Yeah, I cut his cord. Yeah, I've been there since before day one. So it's funny like raising them side by side because everybody's like, oh, you'll feel different. Like, no, it's funny because I had this... It's really weird. I had this talk with my girl the other day. And I think I was actually more connected to Chris initially because I made a choice early on to like be there.
Yeah.
And like when Barrett was born... It felt kind of strange to me. I had to Google this because I felt terrible. And I was like, I'm not super like, I care about you, but like, I don't have that love everyone said you're supposed to have. I'm just like, I feel very responsible for you and I like you. But like that love everyone describes, I'm like, did I have that initially? Like, I couldn't remember. So now I'm like, am I just a bad person? So I had to like go through some Googling and everything.
It's
like,
normal?
But they're like, no, they're like for men, they're like men will care about their kid, but it's more of a responsibility at birth.
Not like a connection like the mother
like,
has.
As like and after the first few months, you start to build that connection. Mm-hmm. But initially, it's like a weird it's like part bemusement, part responsibility.
Right.
Like I'm amused by your existence. Like you amuse me, but I feel responsible for you. And like apparently, men, it takes a few months to like build that connection. To where now I'm like, okay, like I love, like I know
it's
that
changed
I love
now,
you.
Because like, you know him now and you're mates now.
Yeah, I know, yeah, like, right? Like I know, like, I know that I love you. But like that first month, I felt terrible. I was like, bro, like I like you, but like I wouldn't like, if you had to be like, supposed to be 100% honest, like, do you love him? I'm like, he's all right. Like he's like a guy.
If it was between him and me, it's gonna be me.
He's all right. But I reached that point now, I'm like, okay, like I definitely love you. So like, it's weird though, because when I with Chris, it was so long ago, I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I feel like maybe it's just a little bit different because I was just like, I just took you on.
You're
I was
your
young.
20s, right?
I was like 20. I was like 20, 21. I just took you on. I was like, screw it, I'm going to do this. So maybe just like more exciting being young and stupid. So I don't really know, but like it was, I felt so bad. I was like, man, like, I like you, but I don't know if like I have that like
that's
connection.
The fucking funniest thing
ever.
Oh,
I felt terrible.
Now, how did his mom feel about that? Did you tell her?
I told her. I was like, we talked about it. I told her. I was like, man, like,
what the
like,
fuck's going on? Yeah, I love this guy.
I was like, am I like, is it like head trauma? Maybe what's going on? And she's like, no. And she talked. You know, she's super like So we get along great because she's very emotionally intelligent, and I'm just like,
you're not
out there. Yeah. Yeah, I can be like, but like it depends on the situation. But overall,
so you're not going to cry on this podcast?
Yeah. No. I cry in the shower. So guys, men cry in the car and they cry in the shower. Like, outside of that, it's unacceptable. Unless somebody dies, then you have a pass. But she's really understanding, man. So we had that talk and we looked into it. It's just like, you know, like it takes men a little bit longer sometimes to build that. Like that bridge
that bond.
To them, yeah,
yeah.
So that we looked into that. So that's normal. So I was like, man, thank God. I felt terrible.
Is he recognizing you now,
dude? Also, so we finally reached the point to where he knows who I am, kind of. Like, because when he was he
3 months, 4 months?
Well, almost 4 months. When he was born, I was in camp.
Right.
So, like, you know, it's one of those things I was never around.
You didn't do the skin to skin thing.
Well, I did, but like, you know, it's not. I was like always.
What's that supposed to do?
Just, I don't know.
Like, didn't work.
Who the fuck did? So, dude, it's great. He would look at me like, why are you in my house? Like, he would see his mom, and at first he'd smile, whatever. He would look at me, and he'd give him the look like, can I help you, sir? Like I'm bothering him. Like I was the help.
Yeah.
So, he'd be smiling at his mom, he'd look at me, and he'd be like, are you lost? Like, why are you in my home? So now we're at a point to where, like, he sees me, he smiles, he wants to do stuff. I'm like, okay, he knows who I am now. He knows, like, he's 4 months old. He doesn't know what the fuck dad is yet, but he's like, you're here too.
Yeah.
It's fine. And it's kind of cool now because you see him start to learn, like, object permanence.
Yeah.
So he understands. He's starting to understand.
Like grabbing things and picking things up.
Well, he's starting to understand now that, like, even though I don't see you, you're still real. Because I think before, like, until recently, like, once you left, like, his line of sight, he's kind of like, you weren't a thing. But now, like, he's aware that I still exist when I'm not around. Because, like, there are times now it's where he'll cry and she'll come get him. He's like, no, I don't want you.
I want dad.
He's crying. I'll get him. He's like, okay, like, there you are. So, like, I'm feeling a little bit more love now.
Maybe pop on your fights and prop him in front of the TV.
Oh, dude, he watches fights. He watches fights. Yeah, like he watches fights. It's so funny, though, because he's calm about it. But with Chris watched I would sit down when I was little. I just started fighting. Chris was like, he's a baby. And Chris would watch every fight with me. And, like, he wouldn't, like, move. He'd just be like, completely zoned in. He had no idea what the fuck he was watching, but he would watch fights. Barrett will watch some, then Barrett's like, all right. Like, once again, guys, Barrett has light skin tendencies. So, like, man, Barrett will watch some fights, then he's like, okay, like, this is cool, but no one's talking about me right now. And that's how light skins act. So, like, he's got very, he needs
light skin black guys or light skin guys?
No, light skins are light skin black dudes. Like, but then again, not always light skin black dudes. Cause, like, Arab dudes can be light skin. Arab dudes have, like, some serious light skin tendencies.
What am I being a white guy?
You're a white guy.
Am I in the category?
Nah, you gotta be like, can you?
Like, am I in the light skin
at
category?
At some point, is this live or is this?
No, it's not live.
Okay, when you do this, I really need you to, like, put up some, like, pictures of, like, Drake and somebody else.
Oh yeah,
so
okay,
you
yeah.
So see, like, what light skin is.
Okay,
like, yeah.
So we're gonna insert some assets of light skin
Drake,
black
light
guys.
Skin, yeah, because it's a different mentality. Like, light skins need attention at all times.
T.I.'s son.
They need attention. You need attention. Like, if you're in a room and, like, you know, you're doing something, it could be 10 people in a room. You talk with a light skin dude, he's cool. If anyone else has any type of attention for more than a few minutes, light-skinned dude's going, he's going to do something to get the attention back. They need attention.
Mm.
Like, we got to have a talk one day about the divide between dark skins and light skins. It's a real thing.
Maybe I'll get a light-skinned black dude on the show next, and then you can come in and we can have like a little...
There's a real beef. Like,
yeah. How dare they?
You know, there's a real cultural beef between dark skins and light skins.
Wow, I never knew that.
It is a thing because light-skinned dudes ruined everything.
Has there been any light-skinned black...
they ruined everything.
Well, he's kind of light-skinned himself, so I think...
He's borderline.
Is your mum... Is both your parents black?
My mom is white.
Your mom's white.
See, me and the qualifications of light skin, but you're a little darker, and you don't have light skin mentality. I'm not seeing.
I'm also semi-Hispanic too.
Oh, okay. See, that balances it out. Like, yeah, that's fine. Like, that's fine.
I'm like the whitest fucking person you could ever be. Like, Irish, Australian, English. You can't get more.
I'm
fucking white.
In all fairness, you must be phenomenal at playing Risk.
Playing Risk?
Yeah, like, dude.
Is that a card game?
Have you never played Risk? Like, the board game?
No.
Dude, really?
No.
Like, Stratego? Like, anything? Like, bro, like, what? You'd be great.
Really?
You're, like, Irish, like, what are you?
Irish, English, Australian.
Bro, so you've got like convicts and fighters. Like, bro, like
alcoholics.
Fucking English took over the world. Bro, you'd be great at Risk.
The alcoholic gene took over more than the fighting gene for me.
Then again, that just gives you like +5 to all your stats besides like perception.
Yeah.
Nah, bro, you're fine. Like, you start playing Risk. Like, you'd be great. Like, yeah. Like,
okay, I'm gonna play it.
You got conquering in your blood, bro. Risk fever. Like, do it.
Yeah, Risk. Okay. Yeah, I'm gonna check that out. Risk. Is it a board game?
Yeah, it's a fucking board game.
Is it by Mattel?
Honestly, do I think Mattel makes everything? Like, I don't know. Like, is Mattel still a company?
Hasbro. Okay. Yeah, the younger generation. The guys in their 20s,
right? Like, fuck Mattel. Like,
Well, I've talked to you a few times now. The first time I talked to you, I think we talked about your first son, and that was like 3 years ago. And then I talked to you at the gym, and you were waiting to have the baby. You were just getting over a rib injury from your mate Ian Garry, who had a really boring fight on the weekend. When I say boring, I'm coming across as a fucking know-it-all fan, but it wasn't as it was perceived to what was going to happen, considering the guy's record.
Yeah, I mean, it's with Jeff Neal, though.
Like, Jeff did so fucking good, man.
Do you really want to, like, get into a punching match with Jeff Neal?
No. Absolutely, you're right. You're fucking right.
Man, I'm like, it's like, you know, I'm like, the style, like, I can recognize, like, he did what he needed to do. Like, wasn't my, like, I'm not a fan of that style. At the same time, like,
what's strategic style fighting?
Well,
you
just
mean?
That, like, the in and out, and I'd rather get in there and scrape and, you know, mix it up. But then again, like, Jeff Neal hits really hard.
Has he hit you before?
No, I've seen the things he's done to people. Like, yeah.
And he's
like,
a vet too, right?
Yeah, he's a fucking beast. So, like,
how old's Jeff Neal?
I think like the same. I think he's like 33, maybe.
Fucking
I don't
tough,
know.
Man. Yeah. And look, when I say
I'm
a boring,
like, old as shit. Like, I don't know.
You are now?
I'm old as fuck, yeah.
37?
I'll be 37 in July, yeah. How old is Jeff Neal? I'm curious.
How old is Jeff Neal?
Jeff Neal is, that's not what I wanted. Oh, he's got to be, what, 33? I called it, 33?
So he's younger than you?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck, you are old, aren't you?
Old as fuck, bro. Like,
what's your time limit? Like,
I don't know, until my knees go out, I guess. Like, yeah, like that's where we're going. I've managed to keep my knees for a long time.
Is that, I suppose that's fucking.
Yeah, but no real knee injuries.
You don't really have any other, like, have you had any surgeries?
I just break things. And
that's
right.
You keep breaking your hands.
I break my hands, break your ribs. Foot. Like, my elbows don't work anymore. Yeah. My shoulders are like, rotators are going bad. I fuck my head. Like, you know, like, right before I fought Buckley, like, I was at a concert at a, ironically, the When We Were Young festival. Yeah, When We Were Young a few years ago. Like, last, like, 2 years ago. Yeah, it's an old, like, old school, like, emo festival, When We Were Young. In most ironic fashion, I stepped off a curb and blew my hip out. I threw my, fucking blew my hip, yeah. So, like, that was painful. So, I'm just getting old. I'm just really getting fucking old.
Yeah, fuck, man. I'm 54 in August.
Are you 54?
Yeah,
man. You've aged well.
I did age all right, didn't I?
Yeah,
I'm not too bad.
Like,
for a white guy, yeah.
For white, British, Australian, you age really well. Like, yeah, fuck, you're weird.
I mean, I used to get a lot of Botox back in the day when I was performing on stage, but I don't do it anymore because I'm not here for my looks anymore. Not saying that, but back in my Thunder days, I had no beard and I would get the Botox and tan up. But yeah, man.
How old are you?
54.
I would have paid you at 42 probably.
Really?
Is
it the young energy, do you think?
Yeah, I think it's a good energy. Yeah, I would have paid you at like 42. Like, yeah,
you would have pegged me.
Yeah, 42, not that. Yeah, whoa,
let's,
whoa,
can
whoa,
we fucking.
Yeah. Just edit that, yeah.
Chris Curtis.
I have old school vernacular. Don't get it weird.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. That's a good compliment. And I suppose it's just breaks down to energy, right?
Like,
look,
big thing,
look at fucking Sylvester Stallone. He's 76 years old. Joe Biden, Joe Biden's 80.
He looks like a
80.
Melted candle.
But look how cognitively, and he does look like a bit of a melted candle. He does now, doesn't he? Well, yeah. look at people that are in their set. Like, Paul Stanley, the lead singer from Kiss, 73.
First of all, he's a vampire. And
Gene Simmons is fucking 70 plus.
Gene Simmons, like, sacrificed a goat at some point.
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah. Good
fucking,
for him, though. Like, yeah.
I mean, Ozzy's kind of dripping off that now.
So
it's all caught up to
you
it eventually.
You can't blame that on age. No. Ozzy's been insane for like 30 years.
Yeah. Do you like those groups? Are you into that kind of music?
I was never a big hair metal guy, but I respect it. Like, it's, I don't mind it at all. It's never something I went out to.
Ozfest and shit like that.
Yeah. It's more so just the people get weird. Yeah, just like, yeah. I don't know, a little bit beyond me. But I respect it definitely. So,
yeah, I got to introduce Gene Simmons on stage one night. It was,
how cool was that?
Fucking unbelievable. He came to the Thunder from Down Under with his wife and Carrot Top. They were going to do a reality show on us. Anyway, he got to get up and do a little thing at the end of the show where he said hello to all the ladies in the audience, and they got me to introduce him. At Thunder Down Under, I introduced Gene Simmons as the original God of Thunder. Welcome, Mr. Gene Simmons. That felt good saying that.
That's badass. But now I have to kind of rewind. He says Gene Simmons, his wife, and Carrot Top.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Hey, that sounds like a joke. Gene Simmons, his wife, and Carrot Top walk into Thunder from Down Under.
I was like following Gene Simmons, his wife. Carrot Top is kind of the outlier there. Like, what the hell was?
Have you seen Carrot Top?
Oh, he's like jacked out of his mind.
No, but have you seen his show?
Oh, fuck no.
Bro, it's one of the best shows in Vegas. Yeah,
I'm not a show person.
Oh, you don't do the Vegas shows.
I don't like shows. I don't like sightseeing.
You don't like city because maybe your ADD kicks in. You can't concentrate for that long. No, I'm a little bit like that.
So it's fucked up. It's like we'll go to it's like the cool thing about traveling is you travel the world. I've been like around the world, done stuff. Seen places, I've gone really nice places, and people are like, oh, go see this historic monument. I'm like, I don't really care. I think I'm just early enough in that digital age to where I can look at it on the screen. It's just as good to me. So you got Sean who's like, oh, let's go see this Nash. I'm like, nah, I don't care, bro. don't care. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's I don't know. Like, I'm just enough of a digital kid to like, meh.
Yeah, I was a little bit like that too. I went to 17 different countries with Thunder. We toured all around
the
world.
Holy shit, yeah.
The guys would be like, knocking the head, hey, we're going to the Eiffel Tower. I'd be like, yeah, fuck it. I'm going back to bed. Yeah, right? I was kind of a bit like that too. I'm not going to lie, you know?
That
was a fake yawn that I did, which made you do a real one.
I don't know. Like, the thing is, though, I don't get why. Because you're older than me. Like, I'm the beginning part of that, like, internet age.
Yeah,
I was in the very beginning when the shit was like wild, so that's kind of why like we started like, oh, like I can see this at any time.
Yeah,
I don't know why you'd be that way though,
because I had a couple of chicks in the bed with me at the time.
That's a much better answer. There, like, yeah, that's a reason not to get the fuck up. Yeah
I'm not gonna lie, I took well advantage of my position touring around the world performing in front of 600 to 1200 women every night. I really, really took advantage of that position, brother.
Hey, 2 fives makes a 10, so whatever you do, man.
Oh, it was sometimes it was fucking 3 threes make a 9.
Hey, dude, hey, man, you know what?
But numbers, listen, I don't discriminate. Ugly chicks need love too.
It's a fucking numbers game, all right?
Like, yeah. I had a buddy of mine that just loved big, like huge tits. The same guy that did the sketch drawing.
I want to meet Mick. Sounds like he's living.
I would see Mick leaving with some like 500, 450 pounder, and then the next day he'd come into the change room and I'd be like, Mick, what the fuck did you, I saw what you left with, and he would always go by, yeah, but did you see how fucking big your tits were? I love you, Mick Pete. Hey, listen, Chris Curtis, at the end of this podcast, we always like to ask people what's their message. Do you have a message?
Fuck.
Yeah.
What would my message be?
Some people can rattle it off. Some people are stumped.
No, I'm happy. There's like 10 like philosophical things I want to say. And I'm like,
What do you think would resonate with someone?
Dude, my CTE is real. I just had like some great shit I was going over the other day. I'm almost like put on the spot. I'm like, fuck, what do I do? I don't know. Like some, just in general or?
Yeah, just in general. Like whether it's a word, a sentence, like if you could maybe throw some inspiration at someone with your message.
Honestly, like it's like I said it earlier, honestly, what I'm really trying to live by is two things. Actually, I know two things I tell myself all the time. Is first of all, is comparison is a thief of joy. That's one of the biggest things. Is there's no easier way to ruin any, not even your own happiness, but to take the joy and the shine from yourself. The quickest way to do that is to compare yourself to other people. There's always going to be somebody further than you or better than you or whatever. Like you can't, it's the quickest way to poison yourself. So that's something I have to realize is like, I'm not anyone else, I'm me. And that's been a big godsend to me. But outside of that, what's written on my fridge, in front of my fridge, on the board, is the magic you're looking for is in the hard work you're avoiding. And I see that every day when I wake up, I go out, make my coffee, and it's right there. And I really tell myself that is like, there's so many, it doesn't matter what you're doing. I'm talking about fighting. Like I love to write. And there are times when you don't get around to it. and you're trying to like figure stuff out. You're like, oh, I won't ride today. I'll think, or I'll do this. Or if you're fighting, you're like, oh, I won't do this, this, or this. Like, no, the success you're looking for, that missing piece, is in the things you're not letting yourself do. And like that kind of just goes into like procrastination. Like we find reasons not to do the hard thing. But what we're looking for, that success, that validation, like whatever it is, exists in that hard thing we don't want to do, which also ties back into I talked earlier about, on an interview earlier I did today, about dedication versus motivation. And somebody asks, like, okay, like, how do you stay motivated? I'm like, I don't stay motivated. And motivation's a lie. And motivation's a lie that people, you know, either tell children or people online, like, sell you to, like, buy their bullshit courses. Like, no, motivation's bullshit. Motivation will fail you. You'll feel good. Motivation only works when you're excited and something's new and you feel good. When you feel bad, when things are down, like when you just feel like shit, like motivation's not there. Like you don't want to go train. You don't want to go do whatever your job is. You don't want to go do whatever your, you know, the goal is or the steps to get to whatever your dream is. That's when motivation fails you. Relying on motivation is never going to work. You have to learn, well, not so dedication, discipline, I'm sorry. Discipline is what matters. Because there are days I don't want to do a damn thing, but I've taught myself the discipline to follow through. So like, and they all kind of go hand in hand, man. Like that hard work that you're avoiding is because, not because you're not motivated, but you lack discipline. Teach yourself discipline and fuck motivation. Like motivation's, I'm so mad at that.
I agree with you.
Motivation is a lie. Guys, I promise you. Motivation isn't the key to your dreams. It's discipline. You teach yourself discipline, there's nothing you can't accomplish.
You're the first person that I've interviewed like 3 or 4 times. You're at the top now.
I'm just here. Like, right, mama, we made it.
See? Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ed Cap.
I'm going to yell at you later. But yes, mama, we did it.
Great conversation.
Thanks, brother, man. It's good to see you again.
Seriously. It's always good to see you. Guys, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. Thanks for coming back to the channel. I always do appreciate it. I'm here doing fucking inspirational conversations with inspiring people, with athletes.
Woo, that, shrooms.
This is Marcus Deegan for the Marcus Deegan Show. We're out.